When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, we are going to talk to LT.
Hey, it's on the schedule. We'll see.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
See if the lieutenant governor comes through. We were going to talk to him last week, but he got caught up in some of the traveling stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, that's a little crazy. Governor keeps him on the road a lot or in the skies a lot.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, well, and in the weather sometimes when they are flying, that slows. Well, actually, last week it was the just the whole airline situation.
Oh, yeah, everything backed up.
Everything
sure
was running slow, yeah.
So hopefully... Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins will join us at approximately 9:05, good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is third hour of our get-together. It's 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Let's just take a moment. We're not going to be stressed. Thanksgiving is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all have a list. We're going to get through it. And what you have to remember is all the things that are stressing you out right now, you'll be able to look back even at 3 months, 6 months and go, wow, why was I so stressed out? It's all going to fall into place, okay?
Yeah.
It's all going to fall into place.
There you go.
Says somebody who doesn't have a whole bunch of stuff on his list.
Yeah, in the room with a guy whose list just keeps getting longer and longer and longer.
But, I mean, come on.
It's true.
No, we've got to take our own, you know, advice, and we got to listen and be the, you know what? Be a friend to yourself.
That's hard to do sometimes.
Right.
It is.
Right. Be a friend to yourself.
Yeah.
Or what would Pastor Chris say to you? He'd say, Greg, you're blessed.
Uh-huh.
Good things happen in your life every day. A few bumps here and there.
Sure.
We all have. We get through them.
And then what would our boss say, Nick? Greg, Cassidy, don't overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, he's sitting on his butt somewhere.
Doing nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
Anything at all.
My gosh.
Just likes to talk to us on the phone on the busiest days of the week, which is only Monday through Friday.
I mean, that's going to be on my Thanksgiving list.
Yeah?
I'm thankful that my boss doesn't have to do squat. You know we love you, and we're totally kidding, Nick.
Yeah, as far as you know.
We
didn't mean any of that.
We irritate him. We try to.
Well, you got
to
have a goal.
And it's not easy.
You got to have.
He's pretty unshakable.
I know. These people who are like too laid back, they're hard to get under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
But we try.
We do.
We do. Every day.
We just treat him like he's another brother.
Yeah.
And we try to pick on him.
Uh-huh.
What is going on with the public schools and the cost of education? It has spiraled. It is incredible. I mean, I remember I used to give a statistic out. It was like $6,000 a year to educate a kid in the average public school.
Right.
I think it is about three times that or close to it now in many areas. Wow. I mean, something's got to be done. And look, there's some things you can't control. As long as you're going to provide transportation, that's always going to be a cost. You've got the fuel. You've got the buses. You've got the maintenance on those things. You've got the drivers. So that in itself, think about it. Every school is like, you know, its own little, you know, Walmart facility almost, you know?
Yeah.
And they got it, and they got it twice a day, every day. And good teachers will never get paid what they're worth. Bad teachers slide through the cracks too often, unfortunately. So there's some things you not easily control, and then there's some you can. And this one's going to really rub you the wrong way, but a scathing report, and this could be other schools, but for right now it focuses on Chicago Public Schools Office of Inspector General. Now, first of all, when your education system has gotten so large that you have an Office of Inspector General overseeing the public school, you know what I'm saying? Like, and when you say office of inspector, it's not like one guy in there going, yep, we're going to get through some of this material today. Yeah. It's an office.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got to fund all of that.
An entity.
Well, they revealed that the school system spent a staggering $14.5 million in excessive travel expenses in fiscal years 23 and 24. One school system, one city, $14.5 million, and this was excessive travel.
How do you do that? At what point
you just book trips and you take them and somebody signs off on it? They pay for it.
Yeah, but at some point, doesn't somebody go, "Hey, this is looking a little out of the budget by a few million dollars"?
School system officials took lavish trips to Las Vegas, Egypt, Finland, South Africa. Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you've got, versus, so how are the students doing?
Yeah.
Proficiency levels for grades 3 through 8. Data shows that in the spring of 2024, only 22.4% of 11th graders were proficient in reading based on SAT scores. 22% of 8th graders.
Yeah, but their superintendent's got to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it gets worse. 11th graders showed just 18.6% proficiency in math.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're going to be out of school soon, trying to find a job, and can't do basic math.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Chicago public school system is a complete dumpster fire. That, according to Educational Freedom Institute Executive Director Corey DeAngelis, this government-run institution is sentencing children to a future without opportunities. Chicago public schools spend about $30,000 per student, and most of those kids cannot read on grade level. $30,000 a child per year.
Unreal. Something's got to change.
I mean, that is
unacceptable.
Well, a private school, you could send them to an elite private school. Tuitions can go much higher than that.
Sure.
But most of them, good ones, still in about the $15,000 range. And, of course, usually a lot of that slotted to, income and things. They give you a break if you don't make that much. Why wouldn't you want to utilize vouchers and get your kid out of there? Yeah, that's awful. And again, we're talking about deeply, deeply blue city.
Yeah.
Deep, deep Democrat roots that go all the way back. Deep levels of corruption deep into the government. And that's what you get for that. The government school system is a bottomless pit, lighting taxpayer money on fire while constantly asking for more. In addition to poor proficiency levels, school attendance has been a major issue. If a student misses 10% or more of school days during the year, they label the student a chronic absentee. Oh, why don't you put their parents in jail for a weekend?
Yeah, put them in detention. Come on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I mean, aren't they accountable while the child's still a minor?
Yeah. And there are some cities who actually have done that and gone after the parents because the kids are not being sent to school. I mean, I've seen it. But
you know, if a kid, you know, runs off campus, it's hard to control
as
a parent.
Well, that's true,
too. Yeah.
Or you do like St. Louis did years ago, and I mentioned it then. Yeah, they have to, like, literally pay off the parents with things like TVs and stuff to get them to get their kids in school the first week or two. Is that messed up or what?
Yeah, it's
what message is that sending to anybody?
You know, not everybody's fit to, you know, get a PhD or whatever, you know, be a surgeon.
Sure.
But some level of proficiency in reading opens a lot of doors into areas that might really interest the kid, whereas a lot of subject matter maybe doesn't. They don't perform well, but find something they really like. As long as they can read well, you know, they have the key.
But what can you do if you can't read well, you know?
Sell drugs on the corner.
Yeah. Get a radio job. Sometimes.
Steal from convenience stores.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday, and we are making it great on 97.3 The Sky.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning and welcome. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's 8:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Did you get your Christmas tree yet? It's not too early. This is prime time for getting your tree. And our friends at Buy a Tree, Change a Life are hard at work putting things together. And so they're open today for business. And they're the ones that they're on the west side. So they're on West Newberry Road, just west of the Welcome to Newberry sign. And they've got another location in Trenton on Main Street. And you know, what's different about them is 100% of the money raised is given away, and they've had the ability to raise over $500,000 in 5 years. This is their sixth Christmas tree season, and they give to a lot of great community stuff: Harmony Pregnancy Center, Tri-County Community Resource Center, stuff like that. So anyway, get your trees. Yeah, they're calling it BatCal for short, but it's Buy a Tree, Change a Life. And they have a Facebook page, so you can check that out as well. Yeah, it's going to a good cause. This story I talked about years ago because, well, this thing has been around for a lot, well, actually a lot longer than I was talking about it. But do you remember the Kennedy cousin tied to Martha Moxley and her murder? Yeah. I mean, this was like 50 years ago. So, no, I don't really remember that event per se. But Michael Skakel spent 11 years in prison before the conviction was overturned by the Connecticut Supreme Court. It was a weird case. All right. So now we are 50 years later, and apparently he's going to be on a podcast. He's going to give like his version of what happened. Allegedly, Michael Skakel is a cousin of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he spent 11 years in prison for the 1975 murder of Martha Moxley, but he didn't serve it way back then. He was arrested in 2000. Skakel's maintained his innocence and is speaking out for the first time. It's an NBC News podcast titled Dead Certain, The Martha Moxley Murder. She was just 15 years old. We're talking about this beautiful neighborhood that they lived in, and they're all, you know, well-to-do folks. She was 15 years old. She was beaten to death with a golf club. The golf club, by the way, came from her house, okay? She was hanging out with friends on Mischief Night. We used to call it Devil's Night. It's the night before Halloween, and that's when you do mischievous thing, you know, toilet paper, people's houses and stuff. And you know, participate in pranks throughout the neighborhood. According to friends, Moxley was last seen flirting with Thomas Skakel. That's Michael's older brother. Later that night, by 9:30, the pair were seen, and this is how they describe it, falling together behind the fence. I don't know if they were like making out or what. The next day, Moxley's battered body was discovered with her pants around her ankles alongside a broken golf club under a tree on her family's estate. An autopsy later revealed that she had been beaten and stabbed to death with the golf club, which was ultimately traced to the Skakel family's home. I'm sorry, I said it came from Moxley's home. It was Skakel's home that the golf club came from. Initially, investigators pointed to Thomas. Right? He was the one that was last saw her alive, theoretically. And he was the one that, whatever, they had a little crush going. And before turning to the Skakel children's live-in tutor, Kenneth Littleton, they looked at him. He was under suspicion. However, neither man has ever been charged with a crime. Then they shifted their focus to Michael. And he was just, I want to say he was just 15 at the time.
Oh, wow.
Once they issued a warrant for his arrest, he turned himself in. And Wendy Murphy's a professor, New England Law, Boston. She said, this is what I call the cross-finger pointing problem. When only two people in the family are the suspects in the whole world, we have only these two suspects and their family. So they stick together like glue. If they both take the fifth and they agree to each other's, you know, built-in reasonable doubt, you've got a problem. Now, Michael was ultimately charged with Moxley's murder and arraigned as a juvenile since he was 15 when the killing took place. He's much older at the time than they arraigned him.
Gotcha.
Which, that's another kind of oddity or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The case was, though, later moved to regular court. So he was 39 at that time.
Wow.
He pleaded not guilty and approached Moxley's mother before telling her, "You've got the wrong guy." 2 years later, Skakel was convicted of murder by a panel of 12 jurors, Norwalk Superior Court, sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. However, questions remained regarding Skakel's guilt and his ability to accurately recount a crime that was committed nearly three decades before. When he was convicted, it was 27 years after the murder. And this is a guy who wrote a book, author of Julia's Angels. So just imagine you being called as a witness in a trial in 2002. How much do you remember about a certain night when you were 15 or 16 or even 17?
Mm-hmm.
So the 2013, following multiple failed attempts to appeal his conviction, he was granted a new trial after a judge ruled his attorney did not adequately defend him in the original case. And his murder conviction was ultimately vacated by the Connecticut Supreme Court in 2018, with prosecutors later decided they were not going to seek a second trial. So nobody's returning, you know, any kind of comment on this so far. But Moxley's brother, you know, she was the victim. Her brother, John, mm-hmm. vocally denounced the court's decision.
Wow.
So one of those cases where will you ever really know?
Probably not. Mm-mm.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a ton of stuff to get to, a lot of things going on, including MTG. You know, the congresswoman? Is she really quitting? Sounds like it as of January. Details on the way.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, "That sounds fun," to, "In this weather, what if my asthma acts up?" I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Short week for many. Stressed. Lists. Things to do. Getting ready for travel plans or having company over. Take a breath. Relax. I'm being serious. You know, you're doing it, you know, a disservice to yourself and everybody else if you let yourself get too wound up. I'm not just talking to you, Greg. I'm talking to other people.
Oh, good. I was worried for a second. That was stressing me out.
We all know. We all need a little self-talk. Relax. Oh, relax. Yeah. You just, you know, get things done. Don't be all crazy about it. The problem is other people.
Oh, yeah.
Other people are going to keep you from checking those things off your list.
Yes.
You know, they're just, things aren't going to always fall right into place, but I hope they do.
Hope so.
Hey, Jimmy Cliff died. You know, the reggae guy, Jimmy Cliff, he died. He was 81. We had it on our news earlier. Apparently following a seizure and pneumonia, and we'll have more details on that or whatever, but yeah. He was quite the reggae pioneer back in the day. Jimmy Cliff. He is dead at the age of 81. One of the other things I wanted to touch on, it really is one of your top stories, and that is Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, and really working hard to get things done in Ukraine peace talks. And, yeah, he had some, you know, positive things he was saying. It was going well. And a tremendous amount of progress is what he said. So, of course, I mean, we're hoping for a positive outcome there. We're hoping for peace. And I think with this corruption thing and the money that, kind of, you know, that was misused, that's pointing toward maybe not Zelensky directly, but his people, that's putting him in a little bit of a more weakened position, I would think, which to me means he might be a little bit more flexible in terms for peace. I say might be. I don't know what's inside the guy's head, but I know, it's the people are questioning, you know, those have been very supportive. Now it's causing them to kind of question what's really going on. And, you know, you take advantage of money that was supposed to be set aside to protect their nuclear power. And that was the money that allegedly they were taking from. Not good. That's not good. But anyway, overall, the whole peace thing looks promising. And that's all you can hope for, you know? What else we got going on? Oh, yeah. Yeah. This whole thing about, hey, military, you don't have to follow illegal orders. I really, when I first saw that, I'm like, yeah, there's nothing to it. It's fake. I mean, they're
trying to stir the pot.
Yeah, for no reason. But then, of course, Trump's not going to take that down, you know, lying down. And so, you know, he had to come back in very strong terms and make threats. I just think I wouldn't have even reacted to it. I would have just said, yeah, there's the U.S. military code of justice already, and those lawmakers that made those stupid comments, I guess they don't understand that. End of story.
Yeah.
But he had to go. And
well, it's hard for him to
know. I mean, I could see his point about it being seditious behavior. I mean, you're telling the military not to follow orders.
And he's the commander-in-chief.
Right.
So, you know.
What? And everybody knows that. That always leads to a bad outcome when you don't follow orders. I'm not talking about following illegal orders. That's always the wrong way to go. You don't do that. I mean, that's all in there. I'm wondering who was in the smoke-filled room, and they go, hey, I got one. Let's tell all the military folks not to follow orders. And they go, no, that's too obvious. Let's say don't follow illegal orders. Well, yeah, but that's already covered. Yeah, but most people don't know that.
The public will think he's doing something illegal.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. All right. Sunday, Meet the Press. Senator Amy Klobuchar said President Donald Trump's threat to Democratic lawmakers was dangerous. Dangerous. The comments that you made and it went out of your way to make and made little videos. You have to follow, you know, follow the law, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they went out of their way. And all Trump did was respond in kind. But now they don't like that. Well, you know, we don't like, you know, sedition and treason either. The group of Democrat lawmakers who told military members to disobey orders should be locked up, is what President Trump said on Saturday. He made those statements after those lawmakers, including this Senator Elisa Slotkin out of Michigan, were featured in a video on Tuesday urging troops to ignore orders in the clip that said, "Don't give up the ship." In his post on Truth Social, Trump said, "The traitors that told the military to disobey my orders should be in jail right now, not roaming the fake news networks trying to explain that what they said was okay. It wasn't and never will be. It was sedition at the highest level, and sedition is a major crime. There can be no other interpretation of what they said." Now, in subsequent posts, the president wrote, and of course, this is in all caps, just in case I didn't mention that. "Many great legal scholars agree that the Democrat traitors that told the military to disobey my orders as president have committed a crime of serious proportion." Yeah, I, like I said, and really just came up with this out of the blue. The only thing I can make of it is, you know, as he has deployed the National Guard to some cities to protect civilians and ICE.
Yeah.
Is that what they're referring to for those people that shouldn't follow those orders? Because when Slotkin was asked about it by, you know, a friendly, what I would call friendly to her in the media, you know, one of the alphabet networks or whatever. You know, she said, as far as I know, Trump hasn't ordered them to do anything illegal.
Well, they don't like that. They don't like us going after the drug boats.
Right.
I mean, all the things that you would hope somebody who wants to really stop crime, keep drugs from coming into our country would want to do, they seem to not like.
There was also an appearance by the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. He was on Meet the Press, and he said Democratic lawmakers' video message to military members about illegal orders actually helps our enemies. Yes, it does. Anything that is an attempt to break down the chain of command and the cohesion that exists is dangerous. Now, these idiot Democrats, maybe they, I'm assuming they don't know that. I shouldn't say that. Here's what I'll assume, because this has been more accurate. They really don't give a damn about the military. Excuse my language. They don't. They care about politics and power and winning and getting their way. That's most important. So they don't put American citizens first. They let everybody flood our borders. So they clearly have made their minds up about that. And the military, it's always been, you know, the same way. So they're doing what they do and trying to create havoc. What do we got here? The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, it's new. It's new.
Are they a brand new sponsor?
Brand new.
Welcome aboard.
Got that new car smell.
Good morning, Scott. What's up?
Hey, thanks for letting me be on the show, Bob. Just a quick observation. For the Democrats cannot stop yelling fascism, no kings, the Republicans are Nazis, they hate Christians, they hate everything. Okay, for a group that supposedly hates fascism and totalitarianism so much, They certainly go out of their way to poke the bear in order to give the bear an excuse to ratchet up things that I can't help but noticing that, like, there's something up here. It's like both sides are deliberately playing a role so that it can be ratcheted up on purpose so that they both can employ fascism. Maybe I'm the only one that sees it. That's just an observation. Thanks.
Oh, no. Always appreciate the input. I think that actually, like, Trump has shown a lot of constraint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And look, the guy has been under attack by the lefties for, you know, the minute he came down the, you know, the stairs or whatever, the escalator
Golden
at Trump Towers.
Escalator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been under attack, and, yeah, he fires back. He answers back.
Sure.
I don't know the ratcheting up. I can see it. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. Because if you're doing that, then you're kind of falling into the trap, because that's what they want you to do. That's what the Democrats want Trump to do. They need the American people to react. That's why they want to start some sort of riot. And then he comes in with, you know, with martial law.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, see, we told you.
See,
he's a tyrant.
That's how I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
I think he's too smart to fall into that. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or tune in apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. I know it's a Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And get ready to tee off for a great cause on Monday, December 8th. There's going to be a great, fun scramble tournament at Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. Absolutely beautiful. It is the 2025 Pepin Gives Charity Golf Scramble. And it's brought to you by Comfort Keepers, and it goes to benefit Habitat for Humanity. You know, Betsy Pepin, her team, they have, you know, given a lot over the years, and this is just another extension of that. So get signed up now and enjoy a great day. You know, get you out of work, tell the boss, hey, let's go in that tournament. And for more information, visit pepingives.com, and that Monday, December the 8th. It's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a few foursomes that are still left, but they won't last long. So,
hey, if the boss goes and you're doing it for charity, you probably don't even have to use a sick or personal day.
That's what I'm talking
See,
about.
It's all for the good of the community. So,
yeah, I like the way you think.
Uh-huh.
Sunday, NBC's Meet the Press, New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani said he still believed President Trump was a fascist after their Oval Office meeting.
Oh, man.
Host Kristen Welker said, in that press conference with President Trump, a reporter asked you whether you believe that President Trump is, in fact, a fascist, a word that you've used in the past. You were about to answer. Then President Trump sort of jumped in and he said, well, that's OK. You can just say yes. It's easier than explaining.
He was great. Trump was having fun with it. He really was.
So, Mr. Mayor-elect, just to be very clear, do you think that President Trump is a fascist? Mamdani said, and after a President Trump said that, I said, yes. So you do? Mamdani said, that's something that I've said in the past. I say it today, and I think what I appreciated about the conversation that I had with the president was that we were not shy about the places of disagreement, about the politics that has brought us to this moment. And we also wanted to focus on what it could look like to deliver on a shared analysis of an affordability crisis for New Yorkers. Really?
Wow.
Does he think socialism is going to help with an affordability crisis? There's nothing more absurd in thought or theory. Well, certainly not in practice.
Was he talking socialism with a little help from the U.S. government?
Yeah, I guess if you suck federal government, the taxes from everybody
exactly.
to help your city,
uh-huh.
yeah, I guess you could pull it off. Welker said, you've also said in the past President Trump has engaged in an attack on our democracy. You've called him a despot. You still believe President Trump is a threat to the democracy? Mom Donnie said, everything that I've said in the past, I continue to believe.
Well, there you go.
Wow. You know, and here's the thing. If you're really a fascist, if you're really a despot, if you're really a bad guy,
right,
why would you shake hands with that guy? Why would you entertain Mom Donnie? Mm. Why would you do it? You wouldn't do that.
No.
In fact, you would have his political career ruined, is what you would do.
Right.
If he's a despot and all that. Mm. You know what I mean?
Right.
You wouldn't have this whiny, sniveling, rich kid, little baby, little socialist baby. Wah! You'd be like, no, get rid of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Isn't he the president that disappears people?
That's not for
Wouldn't you disappear him?
And Mom Donnie's brown.
Right.
So there you go.
Oh, yeah. He's a thorn in your side.
Yeah.
You would get rid of him, right? Wouldn't you?
If it's true.
Yet he invites him to the White House.
Wow.
Huh. Hmm. Not really exactly, I don't think, how a fascist would operate, but hey, what do I know, right? Officials with the Federal Bureau of Investigation reportedly said Thursday the man who tried to assassinate President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, acted alone. Did you hear this?
Yes.
Acted alone.
And immediately I thought, wait a minute. I thought we had tracking on this guy from his cell phone pinging.
Yeah.
Walking around D.C.
Near a federal building.
Near a federal law enforcement building. Multiple devices.
A big social media footprint that the government denied, frankly.
Yeah.
I'm
confused on this one because it's just a different story.
Well, I guess the definition of acted alone. I mean, I don't think anybody gave him a boost and helped him up on the building.
No, I grant you that.
I don't think anybody loaded his, you know, weapon for him.
But who was helping him behind the scenes? What groups was he a part of? Was there government assistance or connection or
any kind of a financial transaction of any sort? I just find it hard to believe.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's possible, but it's just hard to believe. And I just don't feel like we got the whole story to begin with.
No.
Now they're closing the book. This is their way of closing the book. Yep, he acted alone to slam the door. It's done.
Hmm.
The outlet interviewed FBI Director Kash Patel, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, and a senior official asked to remain anonymous. Patel said that his team has been on the case since they took over the agency. He said, we not only had to maintain the chain of command to President Trump, but we had to remind the world that President Trump was the victim, one of the four victims on that day. There are victims' rights rules that apply to him, and they don't get erased because he is the president. We fully briefed him as a victim of the case at the White House, providing him with all the details of our investigation, and the president was satisfied with the results and where we left it.
Hmm.
The shooter in the case identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks and reportedly had an interest in furries and used they-them pronouns. But they didn't talk about he was pro-Trump early on in his social media stuff. He was pro-Trump, and something changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they never did. Why didn't they share with us what that was? Where the influence come from?
Right.
What was the follow-up on that? I don't know. Acted alone. I guess it defines how you say acted alone.
I mean, we like Patel. We like Bongino. It may be based on what they've got to work with.
Well,
I don't know.
Remember, they weren't in those positions at the time of the shooting.
Exactly.
I can tell you this. When you tell me the pitch of the building couldn't be walked on, I see it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
When you tell me they're out there with hoses just hours after the bad guy was shot.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm not buying this whole deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.